a singer everyone has heard. At night he turns into a mockingbird. If I whistle in the dark, he'll do that too. I met him on the road at the close of day. He talked like me and walked this way.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The musician and producer Matt Ward is quite the collaborator. Under the name M. Ward, he's famously teamed up with actress and singer Zooey Deschanel for the duo She and Him, and with Bright Eyes frontman Connor Oberst and My Morning Jacket founder Jim James in the supergroup known as Monsters of Folk. His latest album is technically a return to his solo roots, but still features guest appearances from 17 other musicians. The album's called A Wasteland Companion, and M. Ward is here with some of those musicians to play some of it live for us today, beginning with a song called Watch the Show. It's M. Ward and band live on Soundcheck.
Say good morning to you all. At the sound of my voice through this microphone line, consider that your wake-up call. My name is Billy R. Burroughs. I am not the man you think I am. Some mistake me for a famous writer. Some mistake me for another network man. I'm the guy who has just hijacked this channel. This telecast is now under my control. And now that I have your attention, let me tell you tales untold. For 30 years I worked here at this TV station. In an editing room nobody's ever seen. Inserting laughter after every punchline. Gasping after every scream. But now I want you to give me back these years that I have wasted. Staring at these television screens. And now that I have your attention, let me show you what I mean. See, I remember back when I was in high school. Well, I never thought I'd stoop so low. I thought I'd be the guy unmasking the clown, not the guy out polishing his nose. So tomorrow on your way into work, we'll be wearing the emperor's clothes. So watch the show.
That That is M. Ward, live on Soundcheck with the band, and the song called Watch the Show, which appears on his new solo record, A Wasteland Companion. M. Ward playing guitar and singing, Chris Scruggs playing guitar, and Mike Kirkendall playing the bass, Scott McPherson playing the drums. Matt, good to see you again.
Great to be back.
What a troubled little character study that is, Watch the Show.
I guess it kind of turned into one, huh? I guess it comes from a dream of this guy, and it turned into a song.
The album's called A Wasteland Companion. Is it, in fact, inspired by the T.S. Eliot poem?
That's the first time I heard that word, and I'm obviously, you know, I love that poem. I think so. Yeah, the short answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. And the title, Wasteland Companion, could be taken a couple of ways. You know, it's like the Shakespeare Companion, where it's like an explanation, a kind of exegesis of what's going on. Or, you know, the companion, the friend, the guide who will get you through the wasteland.
Yeah, I seem to like titles that can be interpreted in many different ways, and that's the nice part about that. All of those words, really. But the last few records I've made seem to be about inspiration and where it comes from, and when it's not around, why isn't it there, and when it is around, what is it, where does it come from, how can I get more of it,
mm-hmm.
how come some people don't seem to have any, et cetera, et cetera.
Does inspiration happen differently when you're in a collaborative situation, as you've been for so much of these recent albums, as opposed to doing it yourself?
I'm definitely inspired by what happens with first takes, and what happens when you present a song to somebody for the first time, and getting those sorts of first reactions on tape is definitely inspiring. It says something about instinct, and I think half of every good production should be pre-programmed, but I think the other half should be just sort of created with what happens with the people that are in the room.
Yeah. Now, that suggests that inspiration can just kind of strike, you know, and that it's a quick, sudden, unexpected thing. Can inspiration happen through a process, through, you know, craft as opposed to art? You know, I've got this song, it's not quite happening, I'm just going to keep working at it, and then boom, you hit that point where it's...
Yeah, I think the initial inspiration is necessary for the composition side of things, but if you're producing a record, there needs to kind of just be hundreds of inspirations and synapses, I guess. When it does sort of dry up, you go back to the drawing board, and normally for me that means going back to the initial inspiration for whatever started the song.
Mm-hmm. So a dream in the case of that last song.
Yeah.
What about Crawl After You, the song you're going to do now?
That's inspired by a friend of mine who found out she was adopted at a late age, and it just sort of created this story. And that turned into a song.
All right. The album is called A Wasteland Companion by M. Ward. He and his band, by the way, are appearing on The Late Show with David Letterman on Friday night. They're also doing a sold-out show Friday night at Webster Hall, May 11th. But they'll be back in Brooklyn this summer to play at the Prospect Park Bandshell on August 7th. They're here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear this song called Crawl After You. And Matt will make his way to the piano for this one. So once again, live performance from M. Ward and his band on Soundcheck.
Casually watch as you go waltzing by. I've been shook so bad
that I cannot stand to utilize my feet. So I gotta crawl after you and tell you who I am. And I was raised by a tribe, Vegas cowboys, who claim I was born from a union of dust and wind. And when I came of age, well, I sailed away a pine cone on a Rio Grande. Now I gotta crawl after you and tell you who I am. Yeah, and today is the day I caught up with you. I see you walking by the cafe mirror. Now should I stay here on this bus stop bench? So strange to see you after all these years. Cannot be depended on to lie here and casually watch as you go waltzing by. When I've been shook so bad that I cannot stand to you.
That is M. Ward and his band live on Soundcheck. The song is called Crawl After You, and it appears on his new album, A Wasteland Companion, which is out now. And it is largely, as you might expect, a record of M. Ward's own songs. But, Matt, there is an exception, and that is a cover of the old song. It was a hit for Tony Martin in the early 50s called I Get Ideas. What drew you to this song?
I first heard it through Louis Armstrong, and I always loved the song, and I learned it on guitar, and it just seemed pregnant with possibilities. Mm. So I tried it with my band here, and we started playing it live for maybe a year or something, and it seemed to get an interesting reaction. So we just started playing it, and it seemed we needed to record it, and so we found this studio in Austin, Texas, and just
just spur of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, we tried it out and we liked it, and so now it's on the record.
All right, the record again is called A Wasteland Companion. This was originally kind of a vaguely tango-esque Argentine song. Tony Martin had a big hit with strings and all of that. Louis Armstrong came along and jazzed it up a bit. And now it gets a little bit of kind of an old rock and roll flavor in this version, live in our studio from M. Ward.
When we're dancing and you're dangerously close to me, I get ideas. I get ideas. I wanna hold you so much closer than I dare to. I wanna scold you cause I care more than I care to. And when you touch me with the fire in every finger, I get ideas. Well, I get ideas. And like the wheels say goodnight, I kind of figured you'd get ideas too. Your eyes are always saying the things you're never saying. I think they could be saying that you could love me too. Oh, but that's the whole idea. It's true, that lovely idea, that I am falling in love with you. So when we're dancing and you're dangerously close to me, I get ideas, yeah, I get ideas. I wanna hold you so much closer than I dare to. I wanna scold you cause I care more than I care to. And when you touch me with the fire in every finger, I get ideas. I get ideas. And after we have said goodnight and then we linger, I kinda figure you'd get ideas too. Your eyes are always saying things you'll never say. I think they could be saying that you could love me too. Oh, but that's the whole idea. It's true, that's lovely idea. That I am falling in love. That I am falling in love. That I am falling in love with you.
I Get Ideas. That is M. Ward's arrangement of a song made famous by Tony Martin in the early 50s and covered by Louis Armstrong, among others. And I Get Ideas is one of the songs on A Wasteland Companion, the newest from M. Ward, who with his band has been playing for us here in the studio. Their show Friday at Webster Hall is sold out, but you can see the band on The Late Show with David Letterman Friday night, and they'll be back August 7th at Celebrate Brooklyn in Prospect Park. Matt, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our program tomorrow, John Peel's Record Vault. We'll hear about the late BBC radio host's famously massive collection and its new home online. Plus, Lee Rinaldo, the longtime guitarist from Sonic Youth. He recently released a solo album, and he'll join us with his band for a live performance tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
And if John, if you're John, to feel the strength of your kiss against my lips, yes, John, honey, pure joy. Ain't no other way to say
just what this feeling is, pure joy, pure joy, pure joy.